So here's a question. If you use public transit, when your train station closes for repairs, do you change your commuting habits permanently? Jacob Fenston of Here and Now contributor WAMU has our story.
It's the end of the workday, and Robin Kotchin is waiting for her train home. But unlike almost every other day in her 30 years working in the nation's capital, she's not in a subway station waiting for Metro. She's at Union Station waiting for a big diesel locomotive. When service on her Metro line was reduced in June, Kotchin had to find a new way to get to work.
My first thought was, oh, well, I'll drive. But I thought everybody's going to jump in their cars, so I can't do that, but I can get a bus. But then again, everybody's driving. That bus is going to be stuck in traffic.
Then someone suggested Virginia Railway Express, something she'd never tried. And she loves the ride, above ground. Now she says she's not going back to the subway.
I was actually not looking forward for the first surge to end, because I thought, I don't want to go back to Metro. Then I was thinking, well, why should I?
So you feel like it's sort of you formed a new habit now.
Absolutely. New habit. And I'm sure others have too.
Others have. Since Metro launched its Safe Track maintenance program, officials have been urging riders to stay off the trains with huge signs reading, "Rethink your commute."
When you change the environment like this and disrupt a habit, you sort of give people a window of opportunity to be making new decisions about how they get to work.
That's Wendy Wood. She's a psychology professor at the University of Southern California. She studies how people form habits and why they're so difficult to break.
The experience, once you've formed a habit, is that it's just easier to keep doing what you're doing than to make a decision to do something else.
Wood says once you form a habit, you probably won't look for a different way of doing things unless you're forced to.
So as far as other options, before the whole Safe Track thing came out, I just didn't know that other options existed.
When Jim Nuno had to look for an alternative way to get to work, he found one right next door. His neighbor had been driving the exact same commute that he'd been using the subway for. Now they drive together and take the carpool lanes.
It's half the time. It literally takes 30 minutes now, door to door, instead of 60. So it's kind of brilliant.
Ridership on Washington's subway system is down as much as 80% at some of the affected stations. But getting riders to return may not be all that difficult. Pam Murray Tewitt is a transportation engineer with Virginia Tech who studies transit disruptions. She says research shows people are reluctant to change how they get around. If they have to, they'll make small adjustments, like leaving earlier. But
mode tends to be the least popular type of change.
It's hard to get drivers out of their cars and hard to get transit riders out of the trains, in part because decisions about travel are often baked into bigger lifestyle choices that have already been made, where you live, where you work, where your kids go to school. So Murray Tewitt says the vast majority of Metro riders will probably return after SafeTrack.
Because it was the best for them to start with. And once conditions go back to being normal, in many cases, that will still be the best option for them.
But some people, she admits, will find new, better options that stick. Like riding a bike. Cycling has been up as much as 90% in some areas, and D.C.'s bike share program set an all-time record during the first week of Safe Track. What's your favorite part of the ride?
Oh, gosh. I love going by the tidal basin.
This is Shoshana Griffith riding her bike on her way home from work downtown.
When the sun's setting, you get the light on the tidal basin. It's really pretty.
Griffith used to ride one way and take Metro the other. Now she bikes both ways. It takes a little longer, but now it's what she's used to.
Well, it's just like if your commute involves going up a hill on your way home. You get used to those hills right away.
So even though the 16 miles round trip is exhausting, Griffith says she'll keep biking even when the subway system is back to normal. For Here and Now, I'm Jacob Fenston in Washington.
And a question to our listeners, especially those living in New York City, where the L train is about to undergo some repairs. What are you going to do? Are you going to change your commute permanently? Let us know at hereandnow.org.